The New York Giants are in Arizona on Christmas Eve to take on the Cardinals. Time for this week's edition of Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We welcome in Art Stapleton of NJ.com. And Art, Landon Collins, he wants to battle through. Is it a wise thing to play him?
I don't think so. I think the Giants have to protect Landon from himself at this point. You saw what happened last week. He goes out with the ankle injury late in the second quarter. I shut him down for the rest of the season. I know he's tough, but I wouldn't push the issue.
Well, I like that, but I think it's football. And Landon's a guy who's an old school kind of guy, and he wants to play. He's probably also wanting to get to the Pro Bowl. If you're on the IR, I don't think you can go to the Pro Bowl. So I think he wants to do the entire thing and represent. But if he wants to play and he can do it, physically do it, let him play. That's what the game's really about, letting guys play.
Speaking of playing, Brett Jones has made the most of his opportunity. When Weston Richburg got hurt, he jumped in at center.
You know, it's amazing. I said to Brett Jones the other day, when I saw you, when you came in as a rookie tryout, I said there is no way that guy ever plays in the NFL. And I think now, looking forward, of all the guys, all the questions that the Giants have on the offensive line, I think the guy most likely to be re-signed and come back here and be a starter in his current role is Brett Jones. I've been very impressed. He's steady. He's not flashy.
Brent Jones has definitely surprised and shocked a lot of guys. The thing that makes him great is his great technique from his height and his size. He does it right every time, and you can't get by that nice foot movement, puts his hands in the right place. As long as he can stay healthy, he'll be around.
All right, the Giants have had a lot of success when they've gone to Glendale. They won out there in 2011. They won in the regular season in 2008, and, of course, they won Super Bowl 42. They got something else on the line this week, trying to avoid that 13th loss. The Giants have never lost 13 games as a franchise in a season. How important is it for this team to try to win these last two games and not become the team of record?
I think it's very important. I think Steve Spagnuolo has said that, look, we could all talk draft order, we could all talk number two pick, everything else, but this team, the leaders on this team, do not want to be known as the team that set a franchise mark at 13 losses.
You don't want to be on the bottom end of history, and you don't want your name to show up in that moment in history. So, yes, you're right. I don't think guys are going to want to do that. But before anyone brought it up, I bet nobody knew.
All right, final question. Wayne Gallman, he's gotten an increased role. Does he deserve a chance to be sort of the number one running back as far as touches?
I definitely think Gallman, as far as touches go, he needs to be the lead guy the next 2 weeks. I like Darqua, but what Gallman showed blocking downfield on the Sterling Shepard touchdown against the Eagles, I think Gallman is the guy right now to show you that, you know what, in a combination next year, he can be a leader in this backfield, so I do like him.
Darqua's a big guy, big, heavier body kind of runner. He's been good for most of the season doing what he's doing. Gallman is actually the guy that's been explosive, who's been dynamic when he's running the ball, and it makes a difference with the offense when this kid pops up through the hole and all of a sudden he looks like he's going to burst out and take it to the house. You need a guy with some finishing speed. Gallman kind of has that.
All right, we're out of time. Wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for joining us.
Same to you guys as well.